So it just kind of strikes me the courage that this man with the withered hand must have had for him to respond to this invitation of Jesus to stand up and to come here. How much courage we need when Christ calls us, in spite of our woundedness, in spite of our imperfections, when Christ calls us to come to Him. Do we have the courage to say yes to the Lord and allow Him to call us to Himself, allow Him to heal us? This man with the withered hand, Jesus restored him on this Sabbath day, this day of recreation, of recreation, this day of restoration. What else could Jesus have done on this day? But these men who were overcome by evil, with evil in their hearts, sought to destroy him, were enraged at the goodness that he was doing. You know, maybe we battle that in our own lives, this envy, this jealousy, this rage, when we see the goodness of others, when we see the good work is doing, or maybe we know people who respond that way. There's this amazing reality that people sometimes recoil from the goodness of God. But Christ still does the good work. And He came to restore. So He restored this man's withered hand. He restored the kingdom. And He can restore your life. So perhaps it's not your hand that's withered, but what part of your heart or your memory or past relationships or current relationships are withered that you need Jesus to restore. Trust yourself to Him and allow Him to bring you to the fullness of life. This great saint that Mother Church puts before us today, St. Peter Claver, this slave of the slave, a Jesuit priest in the 1600s who went to South America, to the area of Colombia. And he would meet these African slaves as they came off the ships. Most of them were half dead. They were naked, they were beaten, they were abused and thrown in the mud to die. And he went to minister to them. He said, first, we would tend to them. We would bring them food and comfort them and make their discomfort a little less discomforting. He said, because they came thinking that they were going to be eaten. So if we had done anything else to them, they wouldn't have received us. But because they showed mercy and compassion, then he was able to talk to them about Jesus and the beautiful gift of restoration in baptism. And it says he baptized over 300,000 of these slaves, bringing them to the fullness of life, the fullness of peace. This is what St. Paul says at the end of that first reading, that they are brought together in love to have all the richness of assured understanding for the knowledge of the mystery of God, Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. St. Paul was motivated by this, and he was captured by this truth that in Christ was hidden all treasures of wisdom and knowledge. The same thing that motivated St. Peter Claver to cross the ocean and to spend his life for these slaves. The poorest of the poor, the most downtrodden, the most forgotten. When we encounter the loving restoration, healing power of Jesus, we have no choice. We're compelled to go out and share that, especially with the most forgotten. Speaking of St. Peter Claver, one of my professors in the seminary said, all it takes to be a saint is a strong stomach and a weak sense of smell. You can imagine the filth that he encountered with these slaves that would send us to our hearts. And just like St. Peter Claver brought the healing power of Christ to these slaves, Mother Church brings the healing power of Christ to each one of us. We pray for the grace to be open to this healing restoration of Christ, then have the courage to go out and share it with others.